Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
Urinal cakes.
Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
All right. Explosive diarrhea. I have a really bum stomach. It's been really good lately. But I get in arguments with friends of mine that... I can't believe... This is really gross. If I eat food, like, I eat something very rich, like Mexican, really, like Taco Bell used to do this. I'll just give you an example. Driving in the car after eating Taco Bell, empty stomach, I hadn't eaten for 24 hours. Go out with my friend, not this Mark, but my other friend Mark from home. We're driving back in my mom's little Fiero, small car. And all I've had all day are two soft tacos from Taco Bell, just moments, like, you know, before we just left Taco Bell. And I break wind, pass gas, whatever you want to say, in the car. And so, you know, it's loud. So my roommate, my friend Mark goes, "Oh, God, man." And I'm like, sorry. And he goes, you know, I see him sniff and I sniff. And it smelled just like a soft taco. There was no, fart smell to it or anything. And my friend Mark went, "Oh, man, this is weird." And I said, "What?" And he goes, I'm getting hungry off your farts." But this happens to me all the time. I eat something and within moments, like... I eat Mexican at a restaurant. I go home. I go to the bathroom. Yeah. It's the Mexican I just ate.
Yeah.
Right there. I mean, that's moments. I don't know. Most people take, I think, 7 hours is the, you know, normal time to digest and pass food that you've eaten. Mine's more like 7 minutes. So, there's your disgusting fun fact for the day. Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea makes me think of those South Park Kenny t-shirts where Kenny's, you know, got his note saying, you know, "I please excuse Kenny. He has explosive diarrhea." You know, it's a shirt that you wear. It's for a scene from the show. And really just South Park. What a... it was seeing that t-shirt and also seeing Cartman bongs later on, but that was just kind of the escalation to the point of absurdity. Just... You know, I don't know. I guess it's a stage of growing up, seeing the thing that, you know, my sophomore year of college, I was really big into, had the Spirit of Christmas bootleg on my computer, was a big fan. And then 2 years later, like a year and a half later even, you know, I know 2 years. I don't know. I don't know math. It's weird and strange to me. But anyway, Legends has, you know, on their marquee that they're going to be broadcasting the season finale to South Park. There's Cartman bongs. There's Kenny's explosive diarrhea t-shirts. And I don't know. I was growing up and it wasn't good to see this little indie thing I grew up with turn to crap. But probably enough, the movie was kind of good. Very explosive good. Diarrhea.
Yeah, explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea.
Explosive diarrhea. I'd like to go off on a tangent, if I could, about really quickly about what Eric was saying. I used to have this theory that places like Taco Bell, not places like the Wonderful La Bamba or anything like that, but, you know, like... poor man's La Bamba, Taco Bell, would recycle diarrhea through their food. It's kind of a way of harvesting our natural resources. You know, I'm probably doing something wrong again. So I want to talk about one time at work. It was the first day I ever worked at my job. I was an intern at this job, and I still work there. I'm not an intern any longer. I actually work there, and it's...
Was it an unpaid internship?
It was an unpaid internship for a couple of months, and I thought it was a really cool place. I actually knew all the people who worked there. I didn't know them, but I knew of some of them, and, you know, it was a great thing, and they ordered out Taco Bell and paid for it and stuff, and it was really cool, and I ate Taco Bell and stuff, and I had explosive diarrhea. A little bit in my pants, and then a lot upstairs in the bathroom, and I made, like, 4 trips during my... I spent the majority of my... first day at work in the bathroom, and the last time I went up to the bathroom, I clogged the toilet, and they had no plunger there, and I had to ask everyone in the whole place for a plunger. There was no plunger. God, they still make fun of me for it.
Explosive diarrhea.
So, what'd you get in the mail?
Oh, well, let's see. I got a couple pieces of junk mail. Oh my.
What's that? Smells kind of funny.
It smells like her.
Oh, it's a letter from her.
Swack. Sealed with a kiss. That's her lipstick on the back. Fire engine slut ball. It's the color she always wore.
Yeah.
I thought she was dead.
Wish that girl would just get out of your life so you can move on.
Irving. Don't talk about the woman I love like this. It's a woman who wears Revlon's fire engine slut ball.
You know, I wouldn't.
Not many women can pull that off.
I wouldn't call it the woman you love. I'd call her the woman you have a sick codependent fascination with.
Isn't that love?
Oh.
No, hold on. Let me get the dictionary. Love. One. Oh, look, right here. Three. Sick codependent relationship. It's right here. Look. Right next to a picture of me and.
But I don't Juwanda. Have to. I don't have to disagree, or I do. Don't have to. I don't. Yes.
You're just jealous, Irving.
Yeah.
Just because she's written me doesn't mean I love you any less.
I don't. Want
you're my. You know, you're my parakeet, Irving. And get the phone.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, it's Ruben there.
Ruben?
Ruben.
I'm sorry, Ruben doesn't... Irving, it's... Someone's asking for your Ruben identity.
Oh, Irving, that's great. I'm gonna put you, it's okay, Irving. Irving, don't worry, you're still my parakeet, okay?
Hello?
I'll be right there. I'm gonna put you in your cage for now, okay, Irving?
Okay.
Come on, here's a cracker.
Alright, it's fine.
Alright, yeah. Hello?
Hello, Ruben?
Yes.
Hi. Did you get my letter?
Juwanda. I thought you were dead. Shh.
All right, looks like you got a little bit of it in your pants here. This is not good. Toby, how did, this... Why in your pants, Toby? What...
There wasn't another way.
You can't.
My throat's already all ripped up.
You can't smuggle echidnas in your pants.
But did I get him wet?
Well, he's definitely moist. It's definitely moistened. This is a moistened echidna here, Toby.
So we'll all go in the shower. We'll get in the shower and we'll clean it.
No, you.
Hi, girls.
Toby. Toby.
Why'd you name me Toby?
It's a good name for you, son.
Oh.
Who's going to look at a guy named Toby, a kid named Toby, as an echidna smuggler? You're the perfect echidna smuggler if you'd stop putting him in your pants.
If you would just tell me what an echidna is, maybe I'd understand.
It's a small animal.
What kind of it? All it does is poke me.
That's what it does.
It pokes?
The Latin name is Echidnus Pocanus.
But how come they won't let him in Nebraska?
It's a long story, Toby. Sit down. Take the echidna out of your shorts before you sit down, Toby. I'm going to crush the echidna. Give me that. Alright, put it in its box. Toby. It's a long and illustrious echidna history in Nebraska.
Okay.
But it's been defamed.
Okay.
Let me get out the big book of echidna.
Okay.
Dragon.
Wow, we really played like crap in that football game.
Yeah, we sure did.
I don't know what went wrong. I mean, you know, I had the throwing the ball down, and, you know, you seem to have the making contact with the ball down, and I don't know.
Well, do you think it was the, I hate to jump to conclusions, but the fault of the snapper?
Yeah, I'm going to blame the snapper.
Yeah.
You know, I feel kind of good about flushing him down the toilet. Yeah.
It took a while. I don't know how we cut him to pieces with a blunt ruler.
Well, you know, that's what offensive lines are for.
There we go.
Yeah. So, kind of sucks the coach made us walk home, huh?
Yeah.
It's a pretty long way.
Sucks even more that the guy from the newspaper followed us and interviewed us about the walk home and everything.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Paper, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of embarrassing when, like, Howard Cosell's been following us for the last 10 miles.
Yeah, it kind of is. Hey, Howard, get off our back. We need some time. We need to talk.
You guys played like crap today. You laid there all and right. You stank. All there were flies right. On you. You were crap. Exactly like crap.
When was the last time you played football?
In '07.
Just keep walking, Jerry, man.
Don't you walk away from me, boys!
There's no talking to that guy. You know, I don't know, I guess it was in some philosophy class where they said why it's okay to flush the snapper down the toilet and not Howard Cosell, but I remember exactly. Still, though. Pretty depressing.
Yeah.
So what are we gonna do? I mean, like, this was our last football game and we blew it.
Well, are you going to college?
I guess. I don't know.
Did you get a scholarship or anything?
Well, I don't know. I let my dad handle all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, who's in the next stop? Who's over there?
Hey. Yeah, what?
Hey, are you pooping too?
Yes.
So what do you think about modes of alienation in, the work of, I'm sorry, I'm just having a little trouble here.
Okay, if you could just please...
So I was wondering what you thought about modes of alienation in the work of, Hey, who's over in the... Hey, who's over on my right? Hello, you in there?
Yeah, I'm installing toilet paper in here.
What do you think about modes of alienation in the, work of...
How you doing over there? You got enough?
Yeah, I got enough, but... I was just wondering what people think about the modes of alienation in the works of...
Well, see, I don't know if I want to talk to you if you got enough toilet paper, because, I mean, my function is defined as the guy who, you know, refills the toilet paper. Any of you other jokers, you had problems with your toilet paper?
No, I'm fine. Actually, I was almost done, and now I'm having trouble, so if you could please just keep it down, I'm... Just trying to...
What, you need to be quiet before you can go?
I'm just trying to mind my business. If you could not yell, I'm...
You know what? I'm busy thinking about modes of alienation in the work of...
Will you please tell me what you're trying to say? Because I'm having trouble concentrating.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm talking about modes of alienation in the works of...
In the works of what?
I don't know about this guy.
For the love of God, in the works of what?
Irving.
Yes, Reuben.
You called me Reuben.
Yes, I did. Cheers for me. Cracker for the parakeet.
I think that's good because I think people get freaked out that I've named my own parakeet after myself.
Yes, well, you know.
Come out of the cage, Irving. All get right. On my shoulder.
All right.
Oh, I like the feel of your little claw-like parakeet feet. Digging into my skin.
Skin that so recently that harlot touched.
Irving, I'm sorry. Can you ever forgive me?
Well, a couple crackers would go a long way.
I brought the water crackers that you like. Here you go.
All right.
Irving?
Yes?
I don't know if the outside world can understand the love of a man and a large green parakeet can share.
Well, Reuben, I'll tell you what I can't understand, and that's your love for that harlot.
I don't love her anymore.
You don't?
No, she broke my heart. Well, she left me on the floor.
Why?
Literally.
I mean, that's one thing I can't really fault her for. If she left you on the ceiling, that would be confusing.
Well, she broke my jaw, as along with my heart. She hit me with a...
The entirety of you
with
on
a
the
blackjack,
floor.
And then she took my money.
Ah, the harlot.
But she was wearing that fire engine slut ball lipstick. Looks so good on her.
Reuben, we're going to have to find something new for you, boy and his parakeet. Are you willing to trust me out in the outside world?
So you've been working on your British accent, Harvey.
Yes, I have.
You're doing a good job.
I really appreciate it.
Been watching a lot of Merchant Ivory films?
Well, actually, I read that dictionary that you showed me earlier that had the, you know, definition of love. And, well, you know how British people are so intelligent and they know all the words. And it turns out if you know the words, then you're British. So you really can't help it. There's something about the compression mentally of all the words sitting in the mind space of your brain where all the words sit. And then it compresses your speech patterns into this tight sort of clip speech that people tend to interpret as British. I don't understand. I'm just a parakeet. I have a very small brain, really. I don't actually process the things I say. I just talk nonsensically for a long, long time until someone stuffs a cracker into...
Irving.
Toby!
Yes. Okay. So,
and that's why there are no echidnas in Nebraska.
I understand now. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
Will you stop putting echidnas in your shorts?
No. I can't. The poking is addictive. Okay.
No son of mine is going to get poked by echidnas.
No.
Well, I'm sorry, son. I just can't understand the love that a man and an echidna can share.
But I like it. That's what I named it.
We're going to have to take you to some group therapy, Toby.
I named my echidna.
What'd you name your echidna?
Lucy.
Well, pretty cool that truck driver to give us a ride, of course.
Yeah.
Howard Cosell had to go piss him off by criticizing his truck driving.
Yeah, that was no fun at all.
Howard. Blew it for all of us.
Sure did.
Of course, he never accepts any of the blame himself.
No, not at all.
It's always just we didn't come out to play.
We didn't come out to play. I think he's biased.
Where are we in Ohio yet?
No. Still in Nebraska.
That's a long way to go.
Yeah. I hate Nebraska.
I don't think this is a fair punishment for Coach to... I mean, maybe he coached us badly. That's why we lost. I mean, he still got to take the team bus back.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we can blame any more people. You know, we've blamed enough people. I think what it comes down to is, it was the team. We lost, and we're going to have to move on.
Yeah, I guess we just got to come out with, you know, better energy and try to correct the mistakes we made next time.
I agree.
I don't know.
So,
what do you think college will be like?
College?
Do you think maybe people care about our ideas and stuff? Because I get the occasional ideas sometimes, you know. I'm not just a football player. Sometimes I think about, like, God and stuff.
I get those, too.
Do you?
Yeah, I get those, too.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhearing you boys. Are you going to be attending college soon?
Well, maybe. I don't really know, but
we've been getting some ideas.
I'm going to give you a few flyers. I'm with a group that is prevalent on most college campuses across the country.
Yeah?
The Campus Crusade for Christ. I heard you said sometimes you have ideas about God.
Yeah.
We look for people like that, and we exploit them.
Oh,
so here, take a flyer, and think about being brainwashed.
Will I learn words like exploit in college? It sounds like a fun word.
Like blaxploitation, like Shaft, because he's so cool, because he's like
right, but this
sex
is,
and stuff.
Yeah,
this is Christ-sploitation. This is Christ-sploitation.
That sounds kind of cool. Nobody's
so God, like, shoots people and stuff?
Yes. He pulls out his gat and pops a cap in their ass.
Ah. Well, this edgy Bible, that's kind
of
cool.
And this crusade thing is...
Yes. Millions of people slaughtered in the Lord's name.
Really?
Yes.
So God basically slaughters the people in the crusade.
Well, he does it through human instruments of violence, but yes.
I can't wait to get to college.
I can't either.
This was an interesting idea, Irving. Kind of a group meeting for people and animals. I'm glad that... I taught you how to read the paper.
Well, it's no problem whatsoever. I don't mind doing my part around the house as long as I get my parakeet cracker.
My echidna plays solitaire.
Oh. Hi, I'm Reuben, and you are?
Toby.
Hi, Toby. That's a beautiful echidna.
Oh, thank you. It's in my pants right now.
Yeah, well, I saw it rustling around.
Yeah.
First I just thought you were excited, but I can see that it's an echidna.
No, it pokes me, and it plays out there in my pants.
I must say, I find this in some parts of this group a little bit shady. Take, for example, that man over there and his pet toilet stall. Yeah, I got a toilet stall here. I'm considering it my pet. You know, it's my job to fill the toilet paper. And this guy's been in there blabbing on about Moldsvalination and some guy's work. And, you know, the toilet paper's got to be out in there by now. It's my solely defined function in society. It's been defined that what my function in society is to fill the toilet paper. But, you know, I can't fill it, so I'm just, you know, toting this thing around with me until this guy hurries up.
You're at a meeting.
Finishes, and I can get in there, because I don't want to see his nakeds, you know.
That is trying to let go.
Is that a kid and a girl?
What?
Is that a kid and a girl?
I don't know. Let me check.
What's the echidna's name?
Lucy. Lucy, but, you know, it's an androgynous name. Or in Nebraska, it's an androgynous name. Lucy. Lucy, we call her Luz. Because she loses in my pants.
Irving?
Yes?
What do you think of that echidna over there?
I don't know.
She's eyeing you.
Seems like a nice character.
No, Lucy's mine.
Do you think that... maybe we could understand the love that's shared between an echidna and a big green parakeet?
No, I mean, it's Toby. Toby's love.
I definitely think we should go by love definition number two, not number three. Number two being the one where we smack the partner because we get so afraid we're going to lose the partner. So, like, it was pretty cool that we got college educated, huh?
Yeah.
My favorite part was when they let us write the dictionary.
That was awesome. That was,
we put all that stuff in there.
Like, the explosive diarrhea.
My favorite part was when you like, wrote about your relationship with the with your girlfriend, Cindy, and then made that the love definition.
Yeah.
It was pretty
cool.
She
was mad. But, you know, and then... What about the time that we all sat around and smoked out of that Cartman bong and talked about things that we were going to put in the dictionary before we even wrote it.
That was pretty cool. This is Howard Cosell. He is really not smoking that Cartman bong up to his potential. This is a sad performance from Jerry, dictionary maker.
Howard,
we're doing our best.
You totally blew my toke, man.
Dun-dun!
Dun-dun! That could be, artistically... seriously, that could be the most solid herald that I have ever been a part of.
I am patting myself on the back
that was
all the way home.
Beautiful. Mike, I know that was your first herald.
Yeah.
And you, just that, put an explosive diarrhea in the dictionary at the end.
Well, you know.
It wasn't particularly funny, but it was perfect. You know, it was a connection. We are so good.
I'm going to try and do my best.
Fear us. We are a comedic force to be reckoned with.
Not that I'd really like to encourage people to give us suggestions about their bodily processes, but what the heck.
But remember, guys, diarrhea is funny.
All right, we're out.
If you can't say it without laughing, then it's funny.
Thanks, guys.
My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
Mike.
Thank you very much, Mike, for sitting in this week. Who knows who's going to be here next week? Hopefully it'll be Matt, but maybe there'll be someone else entirely. Yeah, who knows where that guy is. Give us an email, whatyoulslike@hotmail.com. Stay tuned to WEFT because the Fantastic Chance Show is coming up next. Thank you. Good night.
Later.